It seemed to be the voice of Bilbo, chanting verses. His last song.
Day is ended, dim my eyes, but journey long before me lies. Farewell, friends. I hear the call, the ships beside the stony wall. Foam is white and waves are grey. Beyond, the sunset leads my way. Foam is salt, the wind is free. I hear the rising of the sea.
You are come to the grey havens. All is now ready. Your ship awaits. The third age of Middle-earth is over. And the days of the rings are past.
You too wear a ring, Gandalf.
It is the third ring, Frodo. Narya of the Red Stone. Narya the Great, the Ring of Fire. I too am a ring bearer. Though I wear it openly only now.
Wait for us!
Oh, Mr. Merry, Mr. Pippin!
What are you fellows doing here?
You tried to give us the slip once before and failed, Frodo Baggins.
This time you have nearly succeeded, but you have failed again. It was not Sam, though, that gave you away this time, but Gandalf himself.
Yes, for it will be better for Sam to ride back three together than one alone. Well, here at last, dear friends, on the shores of the Sundering Sea, comes the end of our fellowship in Middle-earth.
Hi, Sam, lad. Take care of Bag End for us, won't you?
I will, Mr. Bilbo.
Goodbye, Merry and Pippin.
Goodbye.
You young lads really must stop growing, you know.
Farewell, good masters Meriadoc and Peregrine. And you, Samwise, faithful friend of the Ring-Bearer, farewell to you.
Namarie.
Goodbye, Merry.
Take care, cousin.
Yes. Pippin?
Goodbye, Frodo.
Sam?
Oh, Mr. Frodo, I thought you were going to enjoy the Shire for years and years after all you've done.
So I thought too once. But I have been too deeply hurt, Sam. I tried to save the Shire, and it has been saved. But not for me. It must often be so, Sam. When things are in danger, someone has to give them up, lose them, so that others may keep them. But you. You are my heir. All that I had and might have had, I leave to you, Sam. Mm-hmm. You will be the most famous gardener in all history. Mm. And you will read things out of the Red Book and keep alive the memory of the age that is gone so that people will remember the great danger and so love their beloved land all the more. And that will keep you as busy and as happy as anyone can be. Mm. As long as your part of the story goes on.
Mr. Frodo, my dear. Oh, my dear. Now, go in peace. I will not say, do not weep. For not all tears are an evil.
Then the ring bearers went aboard the ship. The sails were drawn up, and the wind blew. And slowly, the ship slipped away down the long grey firth, and the light of the glass of Galadriel that Frodo bore glimmered and was lost. And the ship went out into the high sea and passed on into the west.
Guided by the lonely
Don't be too sad, Sam. You have so much to enjoy and to be and to do.
Sam, my dear.
Well, I'm back.
In the final episode of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, Bilbo by John LeMessurier, and Sam by William Nye. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collins, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Treebeard, Stephen Thorne, Elrond, Hugh Dixon, Galadriel, Marion Diamond, Arwen, Sonia Fraser, Butterbur, James Grout, Nob, Hayden Wood, Saruman, Peter Howell, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Sandyman, Gordon Reed, Gaffer Gamgee, John Church, Farmer Cotton, Alan Dudley, Rose, Catherine Herbert, and Eleanor, Harry Holm. Ruffians, John Bott and John Livesey. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver, and the singers were David James and Matthew Vine. Radiophonic sound by Elizabeth Parker. Technical presentation by Peter Novis and David Greenwood, assisted by Richard Beedsmore, Tim Sturgeon, Diana Barkham, and Paul Pearson. The series was adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, directed by Jane Morgan and Penny Lester, and produced by Jane Morgan.